This is the Wonder Life Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Ritter. Each week, I interview game changers, thought leaders, and functional health and wellness experts to inspire us to light up our lives so we can go out and light up this world. You may follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U.
I'm going to take a few moments to celebrate a few of our sponsors that will be joining us on April 6th for the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo. Melody Masters, certified nurse of Halcyon Health, will be offering complimentary 20-minute harmonic light sessions. Harmonic light sessions are FDA cleared as a medical device for pain relief and increased circulation, as well as wound healing. Stop by her booth and experience a reset of the parasympathetic system from reaction to response. Feel the difference harmonic light frequencies make, encouraging your system to rest, digest, and restore. Or try the facial rejuvenation mask, which is also FDA cleared for anti-aging and increasing collagen up to 34%. She looks forward to seeing you at the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo. The Goddess Awakening Institute will also be joining us. The reemergence of women is needed now, more than ever, to heal the world. And in order to heal the world, we must first heal ourselves. The Goddess Awakening Institute was founded out of a need for women to be seen, to be heard, and to create change for good. Becoming fully present with our divine feminine and awakening to our full potential expands our capacity to usher in a new era of being human. Carol Steeves helps busy professionals look and feel amazing so that they can live a fuller life. Her experience as a business entrepreneur, her study and application of health and wellness practices, and organic farming came together in a desire to help others find their sweet spot in life. You can visit Carol at the Wonder Life Wellness and Beauty Expo on April 6th. Today on the podcast, we are joined by this year's Wonder Health Summit MC, Christy Thiel. Christy is a nutritionist, and she works with functional remedies as an educator and advocate for the use of high-quality CBD. Christy has a wealth of knowledge to share, and she is a brilliant and luminous human being. Enjoy this episode and get your ticket to the Wonder Health Summit today.
Christy, what is CBD oil? It feels like the whole world is on tap with it, and it's this craze, and it's just come on the scene. Even the New York Times is writing about it, I swear, once a month. Like, what in the world is it, and why is it so great?
So it is so great, but just like any other supplement, you have the whole spectrum, the trash and the superior products. So in general, CBD stands for cannabidiol, which is a molecule that for this purpose comes from the hemp plant. And the hemp plant has many, many phytonutrients, antioxidants, plant sterols, and essential nutrients, in my opinion, that feed the endocannabinoid system. And why CBD is hitting the market and people are singing its praises is because this system, the endocannabinoid system, is missing this essential nutrient. And when CBD gets into the system, it really flourishes and it touches every cell, tissue, organ, nervous system, endocrine system. There's nowhere in the body it doesn't go. And all it can do is regulate balance or homeostasis. So people are finding that it's analgesic and it just supports bringing lives into balance.
Wow. It's not new, right? I mean, hemp plants have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years. What do you think has occurred, you know, for people to be producing it like nobody's business, but also to be consuming it? And why are they taking it? Like, why is it just now like popping off? It's kind of like the new kale.
Yes. So I love this. I have a t-shirt that says cannabis is the new kale.
I love that. That is so, it's so funny. I had a friend tell me a while ago that her husband would say, like, people act like kale was just invented. Like, it's just hilarious, you know?
Yes. So the pharmacies used to use hemp-based CBD products. In the olden days, it was all cannabis, right? We didn't have these high strains of THC and we didn't have these high strains of CBD. It was all pretty benign hemp, and hemp was one of the biggest crops in America. But since prohibition, there's been a lot of stigmatism around any type of cannabis, even the benign side, which is hemp. Now, since the Farm Bill and a lot more research has come to the surface, people are more willing to experiment, A, because we know the side effects of pharmaceuticals, especially pain and antipsychotics, antidepressants, anti-anxieties. People are looking for alternatives, and they're really willing to try something that has no side effects except for health. And you know how word spreads. Someone tries something and it works really well. They tell their friends and families. And now that we're getting a bigger practitioner base in general, not just me, but the whole industry is working with practitioners. Practitioners bring a lot of legitimacy to this industry by explaining how it works to their patients and making it available.
You know, I love CBD. I'm really thankful that you actually turned me on to it to help reduce inflammation. I mean, I didn't even know I had anxiety, and I really don't have a ton of anxiety, but just like to reduce stress or anxiety or to help with sleep, like it really is a phenomenal supplement. And you know, what's crazy is a lot of people don't realize it's a supplement. They're like, oh my God, it's marijuana. And it's like, actually it's not. And so I just think that the more we can educate people, you know, the better off we're going to be in the long run, because it's like any other supplement that can help. It's food. It's a food supplement. It's a natural food supplement. And like you said, you know, the way it's grown and the way it's processed is very important. And you taught me that, you know?
Well, hemp and cannabis in general is a soil remediator. So someone who's just grown it in their backyard that uses pesticides and they're not checking for heavy metals and microorganisms are getting that in their medicine once they concentrate it and put it into the supplement form. So growing practices and the nutrient density of the soil is really important. And I wanted to hit on your point on education. It's really key because we're undoing a lot of false propaganda from the prohibition and the stigmatism around it. And that it is an essential nutrient. And it's just like everyone needs different levels of vitamin D and postbiotics. We all need a certain amount, but definitely a consistency around cannabidiol or hemp.
Yeah, yeah. So you not only, you know, work with functional remedies and really help practitioners to understand the power of CBD and to help their clients and patients use it for healing. You started out as a nutritionist, right?
Yes, yes.
So how do you incorporate all of your philosophies together with the use of hemp oil and food as medicine and all of those sorts of things?
Well, I, as a nutritionist, I was always looking for something that modulates inflammation. So, you know, there's lots and lots of supplements and nutrition protocols to follow and this sort of thing. But there wasn't sort of a supplement, not even turmeric, that works with so many systems in the body. Systems, tissues, organs, and the two-way communication that should be going on within those even works on the microbiome. So when I found out, and one of your presenters, Dr. Blair, is the first person I heard the endocannabinoid system from, and I had to change on a dime when I realized we had a master system that I hadn't heard of. And so I went all in and started learning and educating other practitioners in town around what the endocannabinoid system is and the importance of, back then, mostly just CBD. Yeah. And I'm very much like you. I thought I had adapted to my levels of stress, and I knew that I got overwhelmed and anxious and a little depressed occasionally, but I thought it was normal. And it wasn't until I started taking CBD that threshold that I was very close to most of the time and thought it was normal really relaxed and became resilient again.
That's amazing. I mean, it's like you don't know what you don't know until you use something. So in layman's terms, because the endocannabinoid system is quite intricate, what actually happens when people take CBD? Like, how does that work with your system to chill it out, basically?
So in the most generic way I can express, because I'm in one of those situations where the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. And this is such a booming area of research. So when someone takes a CBD product, because you can't tell it where to go, it's considered a very smart molecule. It usually goes to the most out of balance area. And for a lot of people, that's going to be the central nervous system once it gets past the blood-brain barrier, which it does very easily if it's a high-quality product. And then that's where it starts to regulate the fight and flight response and the circadian rhythms and our adaptation to pain. And from there on, it sort of mutates and starts to self-regulate other parts of the body. But in my understanding, it goes to where it's needed first. And that's why you can't treat it like a drug and say, I only want it to help with sleep. I only want it to help with anxiety, because it knows what needs to be regulated and modulated first. And
brilliant. That is a brilliant plan.
Oh my gosh. And Tim Gordon also explained to me that we have more genetics in common with cannabis than any other type of plant.
What? So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, our body, like we and our genes have that in common with a plant.
Yes. And the only other thing, type of plant I've heard of that we have similar genetics to on this level are specific mushrooms.
That?
Medicinal mushrooms, yes.
Well, like the mushrooms that you trip on?
Yeah. Not those. The,
reishi mushroom. And
yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. I was like, wait, what? What are we talking about here? It is really fascinating though. So you have hooked us up with a couple of your major experts in this realm, which is so great. And you're going to be the MC at the Gut Check Summit, which is so fun.
Oh my God, it's going to be a blast. And to everyone that's listening, I am so excited to meet you and see you and have all your light shine on all these incredible speakers and theirs on you.
It's going to be really cool. So, you know, we're going to go deep with the endocannabinoid system and what it actually is deeper. And thank you for sharing, just because it is like super in depth. And I think that, you know, it's kind of like peeling back the layers of an onion. You can explain it and then it's like, wait, what is it? How does it work? So I think that's really cool. We're dipping our toe in with talking about it now. And then Dr. Blair's going to be there to really break it down. Tim Gordon, who's brilliant, he's going to speak further about it. And then we have Dr. Joseph Cohen, who is going to focus on autoimmune leaky gut and how he helps his patients heal their leaky gut with CBD.
It is going to be a profound, many of those profound moments throughout the entire summit. And of course, I am very partial to cannabis and hemp in general, because I hear every day and over the last several years that people, especially people who are doing everything right, this is sometimes that missing link that makes everything work better and fall into place.
That is really amazing. What do you think the future of CBD and cannabis is? Like, what do you think, where do you think we're going with it? What's on the horizon?
So this is a project that I'm really passionate about getting involved in right now. And I'm just in the beginning stages, but I think that the future here is using genetic testing to map people's individual blueprint for the ratios of cannabinoid receptors in their body, and then do individual supplementation based on what their body needs as far as cannabinoids and terpenes. And there are testing facilities that do this, but I want to bring it more, I'd like to help and see it become more mainstream so that we're not just doing guesswork. I need more beta-caryophyllene and you need more CBG and someone else needs more CBN or CBG. There's so many cannabinoids, over 120 that we know of in the hemp plant.
Are you kidding me? There's 120 and they do different things.
They all do different things.
Wow.
And CBD is the heaviest hitter, but that's what we know so far. So the future for me is getting people individual results based on their genetic blueprint.
So customized CBD based upon our seat or cannabidiol for...
Or hemp supplements. Because some people do better with a CBN, which may help with sleep, than CBD. But we don't really know until we get more research. And that is a new area of research, is finding out. And so we need CBD. There's so many CBD receptors, even on the ovaries, that we need for a healthy fertility and having a good pregnancy. And it's, you know, cannabinoids are in the breast milk. So if we were healthy before we had children, during our pregnancy, after, and those little babies could figure out what they needed for this master system from the get-go, it's not a cure-all, but it's just one more system that we could have firing on all cylinders.
That's phenomenal. That is cutting edge. I'm so excited for all of this goodness.
Me too. And I'm excited to learn from everyone there. There is not a day that doesn't go by where I don't read another article or hear from someone that is having success with this. And I'm constantly learning. It is so profound to hear the results. And it's not because it's a cure-all. It's just because it's a missing essential nutrient for people. And it's like drinking water for the first time. It would be profound if we were not drinking water and trying to get hydrated from lesser modalities, and we finally drink pure, clean water. We would think it's a cure-all because we're designed for water.
Yeah.
And we're designed for cannabinoids. And so it's just like getting hydrated for the first time.
So real quick before we go, you know, some people are like, you know, CBD hasn't worked for me. And Siri decided she wanted to talk. So, you know, some people, you know, like I talked to someone last week and he's like, yeah, it really didn't do much for me. And I was like, okay, like it doesn't necessarily do, I mean, I don't know what it does for people who maybe don't have something acute going on, but is that maybe due to the fact that, like, you know, maybe they need a different strain for different things. And so maybe if they're just taking straight up CBD and who knows what else, you know, could be in there, they might need something beyond what is, you know, in that particular formula.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of reasons people say they don't feel it. They want it to work like a drug. So they may be taking it for a specific symptom, but it's working on something else that they can't feel, that's modulating blood pressure or inflammation or something deeper that is you can't feel. Other reasons are they're not taking enough. They could be omega-3 deficient. And the receptors that the endocannabinoid system works on are made and repaired with omega-3s, so they may need healthier receptors. Or they may, 80% of most CBD products out there don't have what's on the label in the bottle. So
wait a minute, what?
Yeah, a lot. This is one of those green rush industries, and people are making money. And this is the whole supplement industry. This is not exclusive to CBD, but the whole supplement industry is notorious, the bad ones, for not putting what's on the label in the bottle. So it may have a little CBD in it, may not have any, but there's a whole spectrum. And then people who are really healthy may not feel it at all because they're just using it for prevention, and you can't feel prevention. But as I like to say, you're going to pay for something. You're going to pay for your health, or you're going to pay for something that's manifesting in your pipeline. And it's much more proactive to pay forward in health.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your brilliance and for shining your light. And really, I mean, I can't say enough good things about you, homie. So I'm excited to have you at the summit, and you just will rock it. So thank you.
Thank you. And I'm so excited to see everyone. Get your tickets, share this information with your friends and family, and let's make this a health party.
Amen. Health
Amen.
Party.
Amen.
All right, babe. Talk to you soon.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.